call the West Saltfield Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wartenberger?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes. Okay, before we move on with the agenda, tonight we have to open the bid for the police cruiser, so we'll do that now. Chris, you want to bring those up and put that going? First up is a bid for Michael Pullen for $502 and enclosed at $51. $75, and there is $60 in clothes.
That's all top down book, so I can keep.
Jason Conkle, $1,200 and a check for $120.
We send no personal checks, correct? The posting was certified bank check and cash, correct? So the posting read certified bank check or cash, no personal checks accepted. That bid is disqualified.
So the first bid, because 10% would be $52.
No.
$50
and
20
cents.
Yeah, you're right.
$50 and 20 cents, yeah. All right, so this bid is disqualified, $1,200 bid. This just says money. 10% down for bid. Matt or Tommy?
And then
Sherry or Salvage?
$7, $8, $9.
So I assume their bid was $90. So they didn't even meet the minimum bid of $250, so that's disqualified.
So with that said,
we have four bids, two disqualified, so that's the winner.
Gary Green for $575.
Close your knife, so I'll cut myself. These get returned. We're good.
You didn't give the check to pay for this. I need the check for you to pay for these.
Check on the paper. Yeah, sure. I didn't have enough, so I'll just return it.
Okay, moving on with the agenda. You were all previously provided with copies of them from the April 12th regular council meeting. If there are no corrections to those minutes, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk? Russ?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fordenberger?
Yes.
Okay, correspondence, don't have a whole lot. Got a card from leadership, Shawnee County, a couple weeks ago. I went down and spoke with them, along with a number of other county elected officials. And this is just a card thanking us for that. Got a letter from Ground Law Officers, dated April 15th. Dear Mr. Fordenberger, the mayor and the council of the village of Stoneville cordially invite you to attend the groundbreaking ceremony to be held April 29th at 2:00 p.m. for the Village of Stoneville Service Center Village Hall to be constructed at 312 State Street in Stoneville. And we got an advertisement from Commercial Roofing for commercial roofs. And that's it. I'll get back to the village administrator. Don't have any citizens' comments that I'm aware of. All right, move on to department reports. Nobody here from fire, physical officer.
I have a couple pieces of legislation on the table tonight to present. First one would be resolution 2021-30, and this is a resolution to add funds in a few different accounts. The first section being $4,597.50 to go back into the police department wages. These were reimbursement checks that we received from the Ridgewood Local Schools in Tucson for us using our officers for special duties. We also need to add funds into the sewer department in the amount of $8,785. We received our final bill from Frost Brown Todd that we needed to retain them for special counsel for our sewer contract. So that went over our expected budget that we had set out for that. So we need to add that $8,785 to finish that final bill off. We also need money in the general fund and the fire fund. And that's just to reimburse expenses that we had over a $1,000 PEP grant. And we're just putting that money back into the accounts for the safety items that were purchased using that grant. So that's that resolution. The next one on the list is resolution 2021-33. And this is, we're gonna send this in. Our OML had requested that we pass a resolution basically expressing our opposition to House Bill 157 that is in looking to be passed. And if you remember, a couple of months ago, I had passed a similar resolution so that we could state that, you know, we weren't supportive of some of the bills that were going through in relationship to the municipal taxes. And what they're wanting to do is to still try to take the taxes out of the village here for people that were working from home. So that's going to put undue stress and burden, you know, on me, on the employees to have to go back. Is it be retroactive? Do we have to go back and account for our hours when we work from home versus when we work in the office? And any of that time that we work from home and that's outside of the village, then that money would, in essence, need to be refunded to the employee just because we've been taking it out of their, you know, out of the pay for local taxes here. So anyway, that resolution is just for us to state, you know, that we're in opposition to that. And there's also a couple of letters to our state rep and the senator that we have attached to it as well to send in a copy of that resolution. So both of those, I would ask that you consider waiving the three readings on that and passing that tonight. I'll be attending a couple of webinars this week and that are going to talk more about the American Rescue Plan funds that we're going to be receiving. So I'm hoping to get more information to be able to share more with you at our next meeting as far as how we can spend that money and the guidelines behind that. Other than that, those have been passed around for approval.
All right, thank you. All right, police chief, we've got several officers to get sworn in, so Chief, if you want to address council, then we'll bring the officers up.
How's everybody this evening?
Good.
So, I have a few things. First off, if everybody saw the truck sitting out here, I pulled that over here today so that you guys could get a look at it now that it's here, and pretty much all done. We still got to get the radio installed in it, but it is in service. Shipping from Motorola has been tragic. So we finally got the radio, now we're just waiting on an install date to get that done. So, but if you all want to take a look at the truck, she's sitting there. Also tonight, I've got Officer Mans here with K-9 Officer Strider. I figure get him in here, let you guys all get kind of introduced to him and take a look at him, and you know, welcome the dog aboard, as well as he's an officer just like the rest of us. So we all want to welcome him aboard. And I think Larry's took him for a walk because he's getting a little anxious. So he'll be back shortly. We can't pet him or anything like that. He does not like people within his bubble right now. So he is loosening up though, because Larry was actually able to pet him yesterday. So he's starting to come around and acclimate to his new surroundings already. Also tonight, I have Matt Dixon and Amanda Rossiter. Matt Dixon is the one that I spoke to you about previously. We're gonna give him a commission. He's gonna trade that to us for help and train and provide training for us. He is a firearms instructor certified through the state of Ohio and APOS. So Amanda is who I want to hire part-time to replace Jared Lindig's open position. That'll put us back to where we were after last summer when I did the hiring then. Jared went to Findlay Police Department, and I'm going to replace his position. So I've got everything done to have that submitted to you guys and approved. And if that's the route that we're going to go, we'll get them sworn in tonight and be done with that. So I'm going to see if I can find Officer Mans real quick.
While he's doing that, I'll entertain a motion to approve Amanda Rossiter as a part-time police officer in the village.
Motion to approve Amanda Rossiter as a part-time officer for the village.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Wartburger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Russ?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Welcome aboard. We'll be swearing in. There's the Officer Strider.
Yep.
I got a question for you, Chief. You said he's an officer just like everybody else, but just by looking at him, I can tell he's a special boy, isn't he?
He is a very special boy. He is.
Yeah.
He is very high drive. He's like this pretty much all the time. He's got two speeds, and I don't think he knows what one of them is. So, I'm very pleased with what we've gotten here. He is a very good dog, and I've watched this dog train. I've watched the relationship between him and Officer Mans grow during that training. Day one, when he first took the leash from the trainer, Strider just walked in circles growling at him. It only took about a day, and Strider was jumping up and wanting to be petted and loved by Officer Mans. And I've watched a lot of things happen between the two of them, and now I'm starting to see that bond and that friendship really grow. So I'm really excited about what we've got. Like I said, I've watched him work. I've worked police dogs in the past. The dogs I've worked didn't hold a candle to this dog. So we got a very good dog from a very good trainer, and I think we got the makings of a great team. So, but I wanted everybody to be able to see him and meet him. I see that he went and got one of his balls, so he's preoccupied with that. just so everybody can see him, we're gonna do a meeting with the radio station, the Beacon, the Tribune, meeting with all them on Thursday to do a kind of a meet and greet and press release with them. On the K-9 team. Later this year, after things calm down a little bit and these two are really starting to work together very well, we'll plan a demonstration for village residents to see and everybody to come and attend to. So, but we want to, like I said, he's an officer just like the rest of us. So that's why I want to make sure I got him here tonight and welcome him on board, just like I do every other police officer that comes here with us.
I did hear, Chief, when it comes to the demonstration, that Councilman Fortune has volunteered to wear the bike suit.
So did I.
Well,
sign me up.
You're lost, you're not watched that.
You get to stand in as Council President for a minute.
As you can see right there, he's just playing right now.
Yeah.
And he gets intense just when he's playing. So.
Good dog.
Yeah, we've got a great dog here, a great handler, and I'm very, very excited to see the future here. So that's that ball means everything in the world to him. So that's his happy place.
Yeah, I give that up.
Yeah, trying to take it away from him is another trick. But that's all I wanted, just to make sure you guys got a good look at him. And hopefully you're going to be hearing a lot more about him here pretty soon.
I met him the other morning. He was sitting at the library and I stopped by and interviewed him.
Oh, you finally got to meet
him? And he was at the window.
Yeah. He didn't miss anything.
No, he was right at the window.
That's it,
Eugene.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Chief, if you want to bring Matthew Dixon and Amanda Rossiter up, we'll get them sworn in. Okay, we'll go ahead and here, Amanda, we'll do you first. I'll give you this and just repeat after me. Oath of a police officer of the state of Ohio, Coshocton County, Village of West Lafayette, that I, Amanda Rossiter, swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and the state of Ohio, and the ordinances of the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, that I swear I will execute faithfully, all the duties and responsibilities, as a police officer for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio. That I swear that I will not participate in. Or have any interest in any public contract sale. Or business within the Village of West Lafayette. Ohio, except as required. To execute my duties as a police officer. Welcome aboard. Let's go ahead and get this signed. Thank you. Okay, this is the oath of officer, police officer of the state of Ohio, County of Coshocton, Village of West Lafayette. Raise your right hand. That I, Matthew Dixon. Swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And the state of Ohio. And the ordinances of the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio.
That I swear. I will execute faithfully all duties.
And responsibilities. As a police officer for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio.
As a police officer for the village of West Lafayette, Ohio.
That I swear.
That I swear.
I will not participate in.
I will not participate in.
Or have any interest in any public contract sale.
Or have any interest in any public contract sale.
Or business within the village of West Lafayette, Ohio.
Or business with the village of West Lafayette, Ohio.
As may be required to execute my duties as a police officer.
Except as may be required to execute my duties as a police officer.
Welcome aboard.
You.
Amanda, didn't you get the memo that you had to wear the same outfit as the mayor?
I was trying to.
Wow. I notice these things. It's a curse. It's a curse I have.
See, he told me that he was going to wear, you know, a white shirt. So I was like, oh, I'm like, I could be over.
You're good. Trust me.
We'll get you copies of this. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, thank you, folks. Again, congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Good to have you aboard.
Anything else, Chief?
No, sir.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to the solicitor. Joel, you have anything for us tonight?
Really not much to cover. Again, this month has been continuing to be a little bit slower, so I did have a question come in from one of the agencies here that I was able to take a look at and resolve. And getting ready to file some things over the courthouse. So beyond those, I was asked, and I bring this up just to reassure the council, I was asked, based on what happened with the bill with outside counsel, that, you know, there was some concern expressed that if I saw what they were making, I would be jealous or something like that. We had a fair negotiation as far as what the council is paying me. I don't care what you pay somebody else, another attorney, whoever comes before me, whoever comes after. I mean, I don't operate that way. We negotiated a fair contract between the two of us, and it doesn't matter what you pay somebody else. I'm not going to get bent out of shape. So, but other than that, it's been a quiet month.
All right. Well, thank you. Village Minister, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. Coshocta Water Project, talked to Safety Service Director Max Crown today, and he let me know that Friday, we will be on Coshocta Water full time. We ran it, I think, for most of the day today. They did a fill, two or three fill cycles. I think we were off and on over the weekend. They're going to be off and on through the week. But beginning Friday, we will be getting Coshocta Water on a regular basis. As of this afternoon, that was the plan. As far as the citizens are concerned, what does that mean to them? Well, they'll be getting Coshocta drinking water rather than the West Lafayette drinking water on a full-time basis beginning Friday. A couple things I'd like to talk about as far as the contract goes and the billing process. First of all, if you have a quality issue with your water, pressure or quality, 740-622-2626. That's the Coshocta Water Department. If you have a problem with the reclamation of your driveway, your sidewalk, your curb, your yard, any of that type of work, relative to the to the project, you need to call 330-345-6556, and they will work on getting back with you and getting whatever concern that you have rectified. So, as of right now, Newman's Plumbing has installed approximately 530 water meters. the new meters. So he's got a little over 400, right around 400 more to go. He's really on a roll. He's averaging anywhere between 20 and 25 a day. So there's no reason to expect it can't be done by the end of May. So what does that mean? If you're one of the 400 people that have not received your new water meter because you haven't called, you need to do so, please. There will be a date on the calendar where the Coshocton Water Department will reach out to residents that have been unable or didn't set up their account, and they will start the disconnection of water service process. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but at the end of the day, the responsibility falls on the residents, according to the contract with Coshocton City, to contact Newman's Plumbing. So if you have not done so, please reach out to Newman's Plumbing so that you can get your new water meter. And when that happens, there will be a final read generated off of that water meter, and it will be forwarded to our billing office, and then you will receive the final bill. So let me read something so to help everybody understand about your bills. So all counts have been had your meters changed out. By April the 16th, the bill that you just received in the mail is your final bill. So if your meter has been changed out on or before April 16th, the bill that you received in the mail this week, or have already received or will receive, is our final bill. Unfortunately, the software program does not give us the opportunity or the ability to print the word final bill on it. If there is a high number on it, understand, because we've been doing estimated reads, that doesn't necessarily you've used 15,000, 18,000 gallons worth of water. All of that is, unfortunately, the software just can't subtract what was estimated and what you paid for. The bottom line is, if you get a bill, there was a final read taken, and it was to the gallon. So all the rounding up and rounding down that has occurred over the years, this is the final bill, and it is actually to the gallon, puts you in where you fall, within what tier, and that's what your final bill will be. If you have any questions, you can call our water office on your final bill at 7834. All right, any questions on that from council? If anybody calls you. Okay. The asphalt work associated with the project will be wrapped up this week. Tomorrow they will be working on State Route 93, so there'll be traffic diversion and traffic officers there to help protect the construction workers and the asphalt crew. Every place that they are laying new asphalt, they will seal. So I know that was a question. So yes, they are going to seal the asphalt after they're done laying it all down. Also, after the project is completed, they are going to come back through all of the streets that were impacted by the project. Tucson's going to bring in a street sweeping company, and they're going to run a heavy-duty street sweeper. There's places that, 5th and King and 4th and King, some places on Union, most of 4th Street, the entire length, lots of Gay Street. We have 1.5 to 2 inches of dirt and debris buildup from the project, and they know that. So they're going to come through with the street sweeper, and they're going to clean all that up for us before they pack up and leave town for good. So that's what I have to report on the Coshocton Water Project. Any questions on that? King Street will begin paving. If you remember last year, as part of our county award, King Street was one of the streets that we were going to get paved. That was postponed because of the Coshocton Water Project. We didn't want brand new asphalt ripped up. So beginning Friday, Melway Paving will be in town, and they will do all the grinding on King Street on Friday, which could impact the traveling north and south on King Street. If you live on King Street, please understand that they're going to be working on the road, grinding it off, and then on Monday, they will pour the new asphalt. So that's basically a two and a half day job. Storm sewer and sanitary sewer. That is complete. We still have one little section of town that's over behind Jones Meadow, but there's no more residents that will be impacted. So we have completed a thorough cleaning of our storm sewer and sanitary sewer system. They came in 2 days ahead of schedule of what they quoted us, so they did a really good job for us. But they do have one more day to work back in there in the woods behind Jones Meadow. There's quite a few tree roots that have grown into the system under the woods, and they're going to bring in the root cutter and a grenade head on their, it's called a grenade head on their jetter, and they're going to try to get all those roots out of there for us. So they have one more day to half a day of work, and they will be done with all of that got done. What did we find? We found a lot of, interesting developments, things that we did not know about our infrastructure. Some of them were good, some of them were not so good, but the bottom line is we now know what is under the ground. What does the piping look like? What size is it? Is it clean? Is it not clean? Does it flow in the correct direction? And is it designed to handle the hydraulics of drainage? So we have, overall, in my opinion, it was a success story. It was a great project, great undertaking. I'd like to thank Zimba Brothers for their help. I'd like to thank you guys for approving us to getting it done. And then special thanks goes out to Ryan and John and Nate that worked with them. Cameron and helping Jetton. They did a really good job. What did we notice that will impact the general public? Grease. Beginning of June, we are going to do a grease audit. Probably Ryan, the operator, and myself will go along to the local businesses. What does that mean? It means if you have a commercial kitchen, if you're in a school, a church, a restaurant, or any other location that has a commercial kitchen, which means you cook food and serve it to the public, you have to have a grease trap. How big your grease trap depends on how much food you prepare and the types of food you prepare. If you have a car garage, any kind of garage that you work on vehicles, whether it be small engine or whether it be automobiles, you have to have a grease trap. If you wash vehicles inside of a building and it goes into the drain, you have to have a grease trap. So we will be doing a grease audit of all the businesses that are supposed to, by ordinance and by law, have a grease trap beginning in June. Right now, our plant, the water in the plant is black, and it should be a nice, rich chocolate brown. I shouldn't have to explain why, but that's what the color we want it to be. And right now it's black, and it's because of the grease. So what we're going to do is we're going to get our plant back on its feet, make sure it's operating the way it should be. We're not in violation. We're well within our limits. So the plant is handling it. But moving forward, we are going to do a grease audit, and businesses that are not in compliance, we're going to work with them to help them get into compliance. Speaking of compliance, code enforcement. 2 weeks ago, I posted 19 homes that had grass that exceeded the ordinance, the height of the ordinance, and thank you to all those members of the public that responded in a positive fashion. I appreciate it. We only had to mow as a village 3 of the 19. I would like to take this opportunity to remind everybody, if you get that yellow goldenrod piece of paper that says you have 5 days to mow your grass, on the 6th day, the village mows it. It's $100 per hour with $100 minimum. So I only had to mow 3 yards. So I do thank the 16 people that did comply. This past week, I did post 19 additional different homes. They were different than the previous week, so, and quite a few of them have already mowed. The only thing that I would like to say about when you mow your grass, you are not allowed by state law to blow your grass into the street. We just spent thousands of dollars cleaning out our storm sewer systems, and one of the worst things for it is when you mow your grass and blow that double strip into the street or the last two rows before the sidewalk. If you got a riding mower and it's pretty powerful, you blow it into the street. Nothing can gunk up a storm sewer quicker than a whole bunch of grass and leaves. So please understand that that is against the law, and that's the police department. That's not me, the code enforcement officer. That's a police department issue. So just thank everybody for keeping their yards neat. But please remember, if you do get grass in the road, please take a leaf blower, a rake, a broom, or drive the mower in the road and blow back. Please don't leave your grass clippings in the street. And while we're talking about code enforcement, we're going to start driving around the town, and if we have trash and garbage, dilapidation in the spring, it's nice weather coming out, winter's over, we want everybody to get their yards cleaned up and give everybody time, so we're going to start working with some people, but there are quite a few properties in town that need a little bit of attention, and I'll just appreciate any help you can give us and give the neighborhoods that you live in by taking care and getting the garbage out of the yard and the trash out of the yard. And then the final thing for code compliance I want to talk about are junk motor vehicles. I would say, Mayor, you can help me out. On a low-end estimate, we have 24 throughout the village junk motor vehicles. Junk motor vehicles is defined in the code. You can look at it in 95.04, 95.06 of the Ohio Basic Code. But bottom line, if the car doesn't run, if it's inoperable, it has a fair market value of less than $1,500, there's extensive damage because of the crash, missing wheels, missing tires, motor, transmission, bumpers. If it sits somewhere longer than 48 hours, and if it's not licensed, those are examples of what makes things a junk motor vehicle. In the past, there was an ordinance in this community that permitted you to throw a tarp over a junk car and keep it in your backyard. That is no longer an ordinance. That is not in the basic code. If you have a junk car, in other words, it's not tagged or any of the things I just talked about, you can't just put a tarp on it and keep it in your backyard. You can put it in a garage and shut the door. You can put it under a carport and close the carport in so nobody can see it. But you can't just put a tarp over it. So, there are approximately 24 or more junk motor vehicles in the village, and that is going to hit my radar the first part of next week and the end of this week. So please, please take a survey of your property, and if you have a car that is inoperable, is a junk motor vehicle, does not have license plates, current, anything that would fall under the examples that I just listed, please take the necessary measures to fix them or get them off the property or put them in a garage. But you can't just throw a tarp over. It's no longer an ordinance. You guys have noticed the signing, I hope. ODOT has officially began the study at the stoplight on Kirk and Main. So if you guys noticed the signing package that they put up. So that is now under review. ODOT is watching it, and we should know within the next 90 days whether we can get rid of that stoplight for good or not. So keep your fingers crossed that we can make that a four-way stop permanently. And then the other, I guess, the last two things I have is on the books for its third and final 17, this is ordinance. 27. Ordinance 2021-27. I would ask you guys to consider tabling that for an indefinite period of time until the county has time to work out the bugs out of the contract to make sure they like the contract language. The county prosecutor has asked for the month of May to do that. So rather than giving it a third reading, I would ask you to table that for an indefinite period of time until they have had the opportunity to make any corrections to it. And other than that, I would like a building zoning. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. New committee report, buildings and property?
Nothing at this time.
Community business development?
Nothing.
Community relations?
The Chamber of Commerce will be having their meeting in here tomorrow night at 6:30. And May 7th and 8th is the Yellow Flag Garage Sales from 9 to 5 in the village.
Okay, finance?
Nothing tonight.
Nothing fire dependency ordinance?
Ordinance met on the 20th. We looked at our pay and benefits ordinance, reviewed vacation time and sick time, and also looked at our reimbursement policy for the police department.
Park
That's
board.
It.
Nothing to report on the park board right now.
Planning commission?
Nothing on that either.
Okay. Public safety?
Public safety met on the 15th. We discussed their personnel and scheduling and the possibility of adding an additional full-time officer to the department, which we're still reviewing.
Okay, in that light, we have finished the PD budget analysis, and I'd ask that when it comes time to schedule meetings, that you schedule a public safety meeting so we can address that analysis. Public Works.
Well, we met on the 19th and we discussed the possible purchase of a back truck. We got an update on the sewer cleaning and we talked about some deficiencies in our storm system. Do you have anything else to?
No, sir. I think that's a perfect report.
Okie dokie. That's it.
Nothing records retention, nothing from rules, zoning, building code.
We met on the 19th and continue to redoing the codes and we'll schedule another meeting this evening.
All right, let's address the ordinances and resolutions. Ask the village administrator brought up ordinance 2021-27 was up for its third and final reading. And I'll reiterate, because the county prosecutor has not completed his review, unless there is an objection from this body, we're going to table 2021-27 until the county finished that review. Okay, moving on to 2021-30. This does contain the emergency clause. It's been addressed by the fiscal officer. Resolution 2021-30, a resolution to amend the 2021 permanent appropriations ordinance 2087, adding funds.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2021-30.
Second.
Mueller?
Yep.
Fortenbrecher?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortenbrecher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Next up, resolution 2021-33. This is also addressed by the fiscal officer. It does contain the emergency clause. Resolution 2021-33, a resolution opposing substitute House Bill 157, amending the law regarding withholding municipal earned income tax for those working virtually and or at home.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2021-33.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortenbrecher?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Les?
Yes.
Gordonberger?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes. An ordinance establishing the 2021 pay and benefit schedule for the Village of West Lafayette, repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. That is the first reading. That will go the full course of three readings. And that is that. The only thing I have under other business, the park is open effective May 1st. Restrooms will be open, and we are taking reservations for those folks who will have to social distance in the group of 10 or less, maintaining 6 foot different distance. It's also going to be open for yellow flag days. Both gazebos, the bandstand, and the rotary shelter are reserved. All those folks have been told that they have to comply with social distancing. Tables have to be 6 feet apart. They have to be masked, social distancing, and they have to provide hand sanitizer. The village will not be policing that. It's up to those individuals. They are responsible entities. We also will allow folks to set up in the grass, but they have to maintain the same 6 feet social distancing, mask, hand sanitizer, etc. So, just to let everybody know on that issue.
Is the Christmas stuff still over there?
No, it's been moved.
Pardon?
It's over here.
Oh, okay. I just wanted, I didn't know.
It's all been moved.
Okay.
All right, let's schedule some committee meetings.
Next Tuesday or Wednesday?
Next week or this week?
Next week.
How about Thursday?
This Thursday?
Christine, are you available on the 5th? Are you on your...
No, I can do the 4th, but I can't do the 5th.
I can't do the 4th. 3rd and 4th out for me.
I know you can't do...
I can't do Thursday. A couple more, and then I'll...
This week, can we do the 28th, the 6th?
I could.
The 28th, that's Friday. Oh, no, wait a minute, sorry.
Wednesday.
No.
That's Wednesday. That's a park board meeting.
Yeah.
We got that from 5 to 6.
Yeah.
Can we do
this Wednesday at 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. It works for me.
Okay.
28th at 6?
28th at 6.
Okay. Public safety, Ron, can you do this Thursday at 5 p.m.?
This Thursday?
Yeah.
What time?
29th at 5.
Yep.
Public safety, the 29th at 5 p.m.
Anybody else? Finance will be May 10th.
Yeah, May 10th, sorry. It is that time.
Okay, anybody else? Here's what we got. Zoning and building codes, 428 at 6 o'clock. Public safety, 429 at 5 o'clock. Finance, May 10th at 6:30. Okay, the bills have been around?
Yes, sir.
Motion to pay the bills?
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Les?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Gordonberger?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Motion.
Yes. I'm getting ahead of myself.
If there's no further business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Chaney?
Brady?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Wurzburger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
You in a hurry, Ken?
I'm hungry. Hungry.
You're done.